DeVar Darling says he remembers how he and his brother Devon always wanted to go to Florida State University to play football.
We committed to this place before our senior season in high school. This is where we wanted to be. And on February 26, 2001, was the worst day of my life, losing my identical twin brother. And Devon is buried in a Florida State uniform down in Houston, Texas right now, because we love this place so much.
15 years ago, Devon Darling collapsed and died during a grueling preseason football drill. Since his death, FSU has since changed the way it conducts those drills. The Darling family reached an agreement with FSU to receive $2 million. Under state law, the university can only pay $200,000 and give the rest through what's called a claims bill. But in the years the claims bill has been filed, it's either never had a hearing in the House or Senate or has died in the committee process. And DeVard and his family have had to talk to lawmakers year after year.
Nothing can ever bring Devon back. No amount of money, $1.8 million, isn't worth Devon's life. But it's just the closure that we're looking for. We have to relive this every year. And we just want to be at peace. And we just beg and ask for the legislators to find in their heart, you know, to have a heart. And remember that it's not just a claims bill, but it's a life behind that claims bill.
Joined by family and friends, which included former teammates, DeVard spoke at a press conference to help get the bill heard earlier this month. Jacksonville Democratic Representative Mia Jones was also there. She's carrying the House version of the claims bill, which has never really had a hearing. Still, she says she too has been lobbying to get the bill heard in her chamber. And Jones adds she knows it hasn't been easy for the friends and family of Devon Darling as well.
And in each one of those meetings, they recognize and share their story and the story that this family has had to endure over the past 15 years since his death and 12 years since the first claims bill was filed with the Senate and with the Florida House.
Senate Democratic Leader Athenia Joyner, the bill's Senate sponsor, had similar comments.
You know, this bill has been lingering 12 years in this legislature. Senator Al Lawson carried it for 5 years, and I've carried it for 7 years, and it is time. I want to believe that Senator Diaz de la Portilla, too, will do the right thing, the just thing, and hear this bill.
Miami Republican Miguel Diaz de la Portilla is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the bill's first committee stop. And a week after Joyner made her earlier remarks, her bill was heard in his committee.
Senator Joyner, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an unopposed claim bill for $1.8 million. It's based on a final judgment supported by a settlement agreement between the Darlings and the Board of Trustees of Florida State University as compensation for the death of Devon Darling, which occurred during preseason football drills in 2001.
And the Senate measure passed the committee and has two more stops before heading to the floor. A similar claims bill for Devon Darling also passed last year during its first stop in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but it died in the committee process. Meanwhile, the House version has still not had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.